Good morning, everyone. It's Thursday, December 11, 2025, and welcome to your daily market update, brought to you by Monex USA. The U.S. dollar is trading at its weakest point since the start of October, following the Federal Reserve's decision to cut interest rates. The announcement was accompanied by a somewhat mixed press conference from Chairman Jerome Powell. Powell expressed concerns about the state of the labor market while appearing less worried about inflation. Interestingly, the voting members of the Fed lacked consensus on the decision. Two members wanted to keep borrowing costs unchanged, while one voter believed a 50 basis point cut would have been more appropriate instead of the 25 basis points that were implemented. Powell emphasized that all officials agree on the current state of the economy: slower economic growth compared to last year, with inflation remaining stubbornly high. However, there is significant disagreement on the timing of future rate cuts. Some members are more focused on the rising cost of living and its impact on consumers, while others are less concerned about affordability issues. Economists are also divided in their interpretation of the Fed's actions. Some analysts view this event as more hawkish than expected, particularly because the Fed upgraded its median growth outlook for 2026 from 1.8% to 2.3%. Additionally, there is no clear indication that the majority of Fed members will continue to support expansionary monetary policy moving forward. On the foreign exchange front, the U.S. dollar is down and could have more room to fall. This morning's release of initial jobless claims echoed Powell's concerns about labor market constraints. Last week's figure came in at 236,000, higher than the 220,000 estimate. The previous numbers were also revised upward, showing more people seeking unemployment benefits than initially reported. As of now, the chances of another rate cut at the Fed's January 28 meeting stand at 24.4%. The euro is on the verge of crossing a key level that would bring it to its highest point since mid-September. Next week, all eyes will be on the European Central Bank as it meets on Thursday. Ahead of this key event, we'll see a slew of Eurozone data, including October's industrial production, December's Purchasing Managers Index, and November's Consumer Price Index. While the euro is currently benefiting from central bank policy divergence, given the ECB's plans to act in the opposite direction of the Fed, its improvement may be capped by weaker economic performance in the region. Meanwhile, the Canadian dollar has climbed to its highest value against the U.S. dollar since early September. This comes after the Bank of Canada decided to hold interest rates steady ahead of the Fed's meeting. Canada's surprisingly strong economic growth and robust labor market have eliminated the need for further easing. In fact, there's now speculation that the Bank of Canada could prioritize tackling high inflation with a rate hike in 2026. For the January 28 meeting, the odds of a rate cut in Canada stand at 0%, aligning with the Fed's calendar. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to join us next time for another deep dive into the markets. Until then, stay informed, stay ahead, and have a fantastic day. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.